Theories why they ain't shooting?
Maybe they're all dead. What do you think, Doc? You think they're all dead?
The box office is currently dominated by movies focusing on war and politics. I'm Diane Cornaccio, WRPR News. Michelle Donahue thinks movies dealing with such topics are necessary as they open people's eyes to what's really happening.
I think they should be made because although they don't give a completely accurate view of what a war is like, I mean, you're never going to find, you know, the heartache, the terror that the soldiers feel. I think war movies really bring it home for people.
Other students, such as Michelle Dubay, feel both political and war movies are not enjoyable for the majority of people in this country for a few reasons.
Do you think movies that incorporate politics tend to do poorly at the box office? Do you think there's an audience? Do you think that they need to be made?
I think some people are obviously going to be upset knowing that we're currently still in the middle of the Iraq War and that we have lost a lot of people, that our family members, brothers, uncles, dads, sisters, and whatever else, wives are over there.
One movie that is currently stirring up controversy is the new political documentary, Shut Up and Sing, which follows the Dixie Chicks after the lead singer's infamous comment about how embarrassed she was to be from the same state as President Bush. Many people seem to feel that political documentaries are best left on the shelf and off of the big screen. Maria Cefelli shares this sentiment.
Well, I wouldn't mind watching a documentary if, like, someone with more credibility than a Dixie Chick said something about it, and just because of who she is, they have to make a documentary about it. I don't buy that.
Many feel that war films in particular are essential for Americans to view.
But they usually do have a message that really hits home and is, or that correlates with what's going on now.
I'm Diane Cornaccio, WRPR News.